Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam has become a great member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate her 13th anniversary later this year. She's a founding partner and CEO of Business Management and Business Advancement Incorporated. She is the co-host of Growth Igniter Radio, which is an outstanding radio program. Author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's one of the top management thinkers in our Brain Trust. She's our good friend, Pam Harper. Welcome back.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year. Let's have a good one together. What do you think?
I think we should. We will.
There you go. So, Pam, I know you want to talk about connections today, and I think this is a really important topic. It's a good one to start out with in the early part of the year, because one of the things that's happened in my career, and probably in yours too, is how the idea of staying connected, of getting and staying connected, how it's changed not only dramatically but so rapidly. This is there was a time a while back in my career when this would have been a topic would only have taken a couple of minutes to talk about. Because you either went to see him, you picked up the phone, or you wrote him a letter, and things are different now, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, we're really talking about connection as a strategic advantage. So we're not necessarily always talking about networking, which is one way people used to talk about it. I look at it as that as the world is changing even faster. I think we both agree on that. That we need to be especially open to new connections and in order to uncover the new needs, and that way we can stay relevant to our customers and keep on growing. And that is so important. I think about all the trends that are coming up. I mean, if you think about this, we've got user experience ruling now, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
The digital economy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So customers today have more choices than ever. I mean, every business, no matter how small, is really truly a global business. We've done business with companies that are thousands of miles away that are little businesses, you know, because of the way that technology connects us. And customers increasingly, especially this year, I think, are going to gravitate to those who prioritize the delivery of fast, seamless, and personalized service. Mm-hmm. Connection is a part of this. Even with digital, connection matters.
When you think of connection, and this might seem like an elementary question, but I think it bears asking. If you were going to define connection as not connecting, but you use the word connection, if you were going to define that, how would you do it?
I would say that it has everything to do with relationships. So who do we need to connect with? Why do we need to connect with them? So when we're talking about strategic connections, I always think about why. Why is it that we need to connect? And it has to do with some of these trends that are emerging. So, for instance, one of the things that I was speaking with a group of corporate directors. And I was telling them that they need to stay very aware of what's happening in the social network for their companies.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because what people do matters, and the relationships that we have are not just physical but virtual.
Right.
Those are all relationships.
Could we say then that the connection that you think we should seek is not just contact, but quality of contact. Would that be a good way to say it?
I love that. Yes, it absolutely is the quality
because
of the contact.
Because you can do flybys. I think of these things as flybys. You know, I check in with you on LinkedIn, or I send you an email, or whatever. Those are flybys, and you say, okay, well, I checked that box. But the question is, what was the quality of that? Was it appropriate? Was it convenient for you, but not necessarily fulfilling for them? Did it?
Well, that's right.
Did you stay there long enough to find out what's going on? As you use the word relevant, which you know is one of my favorite words. Did you find out where the relevance was? And we're going to talk about this some more, folks. Think about this. Connection, not just as contact, but as quality contact. We're going to get Pam to help us more with this after the break. 22, I'm Jim Blassinger. See you. We're caught up
around the bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.